Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for the wonderful word here that we see and we understand that we are in the fullness of time, that Christ has come and he has been working powerfully, raising up people, bringing restoration. And therefore, he says, we have got a ministry of restoration working together with him. So we thank you. We thank you for the wonderful goodness of heaven that has been made available that we can partake of so that we can play our part in extending this kingdom. And thank you, Father God, this kingdom is an everlasting kingdom that cannot be shaken, and it's on its way to fill this earth, Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 15, verse 28 to 31.
Okay, so we're just going on here now from where it says Jesus is ruling and reigning to crush all darkness under his feet. So that's his ministry. And so it just goes on. Okay, Susie?
However, when all things are subject to him, that is Christ, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one, that's the Father, who put all things under him, so that God may be all in all, manifesting his glory without any opposition, the supreme indwelling and controlling factor of life. Otherwise, what will those do who are being baptized for the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, why are people even baptized for them? For that matter, why are we running such risks and putting ourselves in danger nearly every hour if there's no resurrection? I assure you, believers, by the pride which I have in you, in your union with Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. I face death and die to self.
Hallelujah. You see, Paul faces death and dies to that which is, there's ignorance, there's cobwebs, maybe still of Satan. The Lord meets us exactly where we're at, but then he takes us on this road of seeing like him, speaking what he wants us to speak, and we represent him. So it's a growing out of darkness into the marvelous light. You are ready, like when you're born into a family, and then you got everything in that family. But when you're born, there's a growing up into the realities of what's been made available in that family, and that is how it is in Christ. So when we die daily, it's what we saw yesterday in the reading, where you are putting off that old man. You're not putting on that old man. You are putting on the new. So you die daily by seeing death, seeing the wrong things, seeing the bad things, standing up against the wrong things, but then going to the Lord. Because remember, you work together with him and you're a co-heir together with him. And then you're getting light for life. You're getting answers for problems, blessings for curses. And those are the things we put on. And that is a resurrection life. The God quality of life has been given to us. That's our destiny. That's our purpose, to stand in the light as he's in the light and be a blessing. I just want to go to some beautiful scriptures and a revelation that I just got quite lately. And it's in Ephesians, where it speaks about to have unity in the spirit, which is in faith. And then the faith is according to that Jesus is Lord. There's one Lord. There's one baptism. That baptism is identifying with the Lord. He died to sin and he's alive to God. So you're also dead to sin and you're alive to God. And he says there's one hope, expectation. And it's the expectation of the goodness of God, goodness of heaven coming to the earth as the waters cover the sea. We pray in our Father, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That's a big reality. And then there's also one Father who fills all, and he's there to fill all. He's there to be supreme. So what we see in here, guys, this is the truth. This is the one body, and the one body is the bride of Christ. And so these are the things that are permanent. These are the things that's going to remain. Everything else is going to be taken out. So you need to be a part of the faith. You need to be a part, not apart from Jesus. You need to be for Jesus. Amen. It's the Antichrist people And that's the problem. That's where all the problems are coming in this world. And then there's the people that's for Christ. But he never gave himself half, guys, or 10%. He gave himself completely for this work, for the kingdom coming, for the light to shine on this earth as it is in heaven. So in the same way, we've got to give ourselves completely to it. Because this is the reality. All the other faith, all the other wrong beliefs, all the other things that people have been baptized into, taking hold of, it's going to pass away. So this is the reality that we need. And this is what this word is saying here this morning. When you've got this, you stand up against that which is wrong by turning to the Lord, getting his understanding and his light, and then together with him, you overcome and you speak, or you get busy with what needs to be done that is right, that is bringing the kingdom and waking people up around us, because that's what we are. Because Jesus is our King and he's Lord and he's ruling and reigning, we are the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. I'm quoting the prophecy that's now reality, and it's Isaiah 32. You can read it from 1 to 2 and then also read verse 8. And who are these people that are ruling with Jesus? He says, those who make noble plans, and by noble plans they stand. So arise and shine, guys. You've been brought back home to the reality of the eternal goodness that is coming on this earth as it is in heaven. So stay close to your God and stay arising and shining on a daily basis, moving into the right things, putting off the wrong things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.